Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. Let me tell you, I'm so thankful for you today, wherever you are listening to me around the world. This podcast reaches leaders, and we are committed to making certain that every leader becomes a next level leader. We believe that there's a leader inside of all of us. We continue to push, train, expose. That leader comes to greatness. You're not tuned in by accident. However you heard this podcast, someone thought enough of you to tell you about it. So thank you. Let me know who you are. This is your first time. I want you to follow me on Instagram at JosephWalker3. That's JosephWalker3. Would love to meet you, know more about you. I truly appreciate that. And of course, I hope that you will put something in the comment section. Let me know that you have been listening to Next Level Leader. Also, for those of you that go out there on YouTube, I want you to go check out my wife and I's YouTube page. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. And that would mean a lot to us. You can go support it. We talk about a variety of different things from balancing family, life, money, marriage, ministry, everything. We talk about it and we're very transparent. So it's a great opportunity for you to sit down with your significant other or just yourself and just sit down and gain principles that can help you grow and be who you are called to be. I want to thank you so much just for faithfully supporting this podcast. And I want today to get into our topic, which is the energy of synergy. How do we make it all work together? When I talk about synergy, thinking synergistically, I'm talking about making all the different pieces work aligned toward one singular vision. It's important, right? Because there are a lot of voices, a lot of ideas out there. If you have a team of people, they're operating sometimes in silo and they're doing great things. But how do you bring about synergy into that? How do you make sure that all those energies are focused toward one goal? Well, think about this for a second. Understanding the art of intersectionality. The art of intersectionality is that I recognize that every move I make has a counterbalance move. Everything I do over here impacts something over there. So I have to be a student of the organization that I lead so that I can understand the connectivity, the intersectionality of everything that's going on. It's like that scripture in Romans 8:28, and we know all things work together for good. Ergon, working, that's that engineering term, ergonomics. All things are ergonomically tied together, that this controls that and that controls that. Have you ever given any thought to the fact that perhaps one decision over here can adversely or positively affect a decision over there? So the art of intersectionality is that I begin to pause and think about every decision, everything I do, and I make certain, I mean with clarity, that nothing is negatively impacting another area of my life. But then also, it's important, not only do we understand the art of intersectionality, but we understand the importance of sharing together. Sharing together. Meaning that we recognize that there are resources we all have and we learn how to share, collaborate. We've learned how to, I may not have it, but I can help you get it. I know where you are. I've been there and I can help you. Sharing together matters because that builds camaraderie. That builds trust, teamwork, all those things that are vital to your success. But then also think about this, seeing together. You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1 says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, that we see together. You know, I share with my team, I say, you think about the eyeball, and you think about, you know, just how focused that eyeball is on a particular object, but it's the vessels in the eye, all those little moving vessels that all lead to that one area to allow us to see. That's powerful, man, how God created that. And that's how synergy should work. That everything flows to the same vision and we're all moving on the same page and everybody is seeing together. See, it's like, I see what you're saying.
because I'm locked in. Yes, I'm locked in on what God is doing, and I see it. I see it in the future. That's why it looks so much better than it does right now. So the energy of synergy is also about working together. Think about it for a second. You teach your team, teach your people how to work together. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed at how things come together. It doesn't matter, you know, a person's situation changes or status. If you ask someone to work, that means that you understand what you're dealing with in terms of their heart, their integrity, their talent. You get it. So working together matters. It creates this synergistic approach to doing anything, that we all work together. We don't work in silo. I'm not over here in my own boxing corner doing my own thing. Does that make sense? Like, getting people to work together, man, is huge. I want to challenge you in this area. Allowing your people to work together, creating a culture and climate in your organization where people have to work together. I'm not talking about I sent an email or I sent a text message. I'm talking about you really work together. I think it'll be great. I think that when you get to a point, you get beyond the technology and just sit down in front of people and get to know them and talk to them, you'd be amazed at what it looks like when people really do commit themselves to working together. Here's the next thing. Struggling together. Wow. When I understand this area, that means I'm creating the right kind of culture, because when my coworker is weakened, I am crying when they are. I am hurt when they are, because we work together. We struggle together. Struggle together means I'm in it with you. It doesn't matter what's going on, what attacks you experience, how low you get. I'm in this with you. I will not abandon you. I'm locked in. I'm supporting you. We are there. That's a big deal to say, I am struggling with you. Bible says, if you don't suffer with me, you can't reign with me. I believe that. If you're not in the struggle with me, you weren't in the gym with me, don't show up at the award show. Does that make sense? You got to get to a point in your life where you declare the struggle ends now. Can you just say that? The struggle ends now. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, when you get this, it is going to bless your socks off. Let me tell you, struggling together builds character. Struggling together builds a prayer life. Struggling together allows us to trust when we cannot trace. So, not only struggling together, but praying together. Man, when you understand the power of prayer, when you understand in your organization as a leader, how to lead people in prayer, that I made up my mind as a next level leader that I am going to encourage prayer at my place of business. I mean, on the work side, I am going to make certain that people pause and they pray. This is huge, because you can get people to pray together. They can mitigate so many situations. It's hard to do things if you're not connected. Praying together makes certain that people are connected when they thought they were not. So I want you to think about that. I want you to think about, how can I increase my personal prayer life, and how can I pray with others, but I'm doing it together? You got it? All right. So let's review then. This has been good. Let's review what we've gotten so far. We're talking about the energy of synergy, and we're dealing with the art of intersectionality, that things have a relationship one to the other, and when we make decisions, it is not just that decision. It has something to do with how it's going to impact this group, that group, etc. So intersectionality is huge. Number two, we're not going to allow negative, problematic things. Watch this. But we're going to get to a point, watch this, where we are sharing together. Sharing together. We're not going to be negative. We're going to share. I got something to share. You got something to share. We're in this together. We have resources and ideas. I'm not going to hold things to myself and say I get all the credit. I don't mind sharing best practices. I get this all the time. Other leaders will call me and say, man, what's your strategy for this? I will share it freely because I want other people to win. But then also, I must see together. I recognize getting my team to see a singular vision One sound, one voice, one vision, one victory is huge. So I want you to focus in on this area, but then also be clear that you are working together, that you're making things happen unapologetically, working hard every day, making certain that you're creating opportunities for your team to work together and not in isolation, but to work and work and make things happen, but then struggling together. Man, I get it. I know how to struggle together. I understand that. I want my team to have that kind of balance, that we're not just dealing with stuff on the mountain, we're dealing with valley experiences too. So how do we deal with that without cracking, but trusting that we'll get through it together? But then also, when I am done with all of these principles, I want to make sure I come to winning together. Can I talk to you about that? When you are a winner, it doesn't matter what people say. The synergistic approach says, when you win, we win. I believe it's so important that I lock in on that, because you have to get people who are winners and you're around you. If you have people that are Debbie Downers who often think it's too much to believe for, you're never going to be successful. So let's make certain we win together. Not just a few people, but everybody together. You know, in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30, David had come back from battle with his soldiers and they were so tired, but they discovered their possessions were gone in the night. All kind of negative things had gone wrong. I want you to understand this. David asked God, should I go back? God said, go and recover all. David goes back. But David asked a few of his men, how many of you are tired? And some said, we're tired. We can't go with you. So watch how this works out. David said, well, you stay here by the stuff. And they did. And when David got the victory and came back with the spoil of the land, David says, I'm going to give it to those who stayed by the stuff. And David had men with him that said, no, it's not fair. They didn't fight. They didn't do it. But David understood something. You helped us get the victory. We play different roles in life, but we have to appreciate the fact that there's some of these people that help us win. So I don't just win, but everybody connected to me wins. Get it? That, ladies and gentlemen, is how we do it. I want to thank you again. I want to make sure you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. Make sure you do. Make sure you let me know you were listening today. Make sure you comment. I know where you're from. It will mean a lot. Go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Get more information, content, all those things that can bless you. And I appreciate you if you did that. Thank you in advance for supporting. It means so much. Next Level Leader Podcast is for you, to help you become the leader that God placed you on the planet to become. Thank you for supporting this podcast. Thank you for being amazing. I thank God for you. And I cannot wait to get another episode to you next week. So I pray God's richest blessings be upon you. Until next time. Peace.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.